Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on today. Great show for you and an introduction. You know, here's the thing. I get asked a lot of questions, and some of the questions I get asked are, how are you guys doing at Transformation Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show? I mean, how are things going? And so if this were, let's say, back in the day when Benny and I, and the only way that we could do a show was either me come into the studio or we do it on a phone, like old school phones, where Benny used to say, hey, do you have a hard line? Wow, right? That seems like yesterday, Benny.
Right?
Like Benny's like, do you have a...
Those are practically non-existent now.
Oh my gosh. No, they're not, right? I think, no, Linda doesn't even have one. But that's then, and it seems like when I think about this year being an anniversary year, I think about those times and it seems like it's yesterday. But then I'm reminded of the fact that we're coming to you live on Facebook, number one. Number two, probably because we've been requesting something new from Facebook. We're now able, I don't know if Jessica did it today, but we're now able to not only run our show on Facebook Live, but we will be able to run these shows on our website. And we're able to do that in a really easy, cool way. But what is that about? I want to tell you what it's about. People say, well, it's about your tech. And I thought, well, yeah, maybe it is, but I don't think that's it. It's about what we're about to talk about. The energy paradigm. And I've been working with Dr. Victor Porak Devarna. I love that name, Porak Devarna. Wait till you hear him say it. It's just so cool. But I'm going to refer to him as Dr. Vic today. And the reason that you're going to hear this from him today is because he is the genius behind the energy paradigm. Now, why do I say the genius behind it? A bunch of years ago, I had this idea to do something with a show or a brand or something. And I went to find out who's doing something on energy and energy paradigms. And there he was. He was out in the forefront of this. And we are now working together with him. He is getting ready to launch his fabulous show by what name do you think that's going to be called, Benny? The energy paradigm. And when I think about this and some of the things we're helping him with and the changing and what is happening with the energy of this, as he and I and the rest of the team continue to work together, it points exactly to what we can do today in the world and what we can do to help others in this beautiful, beautiful power we have. And that is the energy paradigm. For Dr. Vic, he works with people individually, teams, groups. He works with organizations side by side, and he helps them tap in to that driving energy that resides in every one of us. He works with the collective as well as the individual. He is a master at pinpointing where exactly in their energy profile do they need a little bit more help. Because one of the things we now know, and I'm telling you, anybody that's ever watched any sports game or anything of that nature, or even something as beautiful as a ballet or an opera, the thing that people do, and this happened to me my first time I ever watched an opera, and the tears run down your face and you cannot understand a single word that they are saying, but yet you feel it. There's a vibration. There's something about it. This is the work of Dr. Vic. Today is an introduction on my show about who he is, the energy paradigm. And in May, his show will be launched. But more than that, we can learn so much in the crisis we're going through right now from him and the energy paradigm. Dr. Vic, it's great to have you here. Awesome.
Dr. Pat, it's such an honor to be on your show. Thank you so much. And great to see you.
Again, right?
Yeah.
Let me start in this question that I think is important, and I've been asking it. You know, we're going to talk about the energy paradigm. We're going to talk about energy. We're going to talk about paradigm. We're going to talk about what you've created and what it means in the world around us. But when I think about this and I think about the creation of this, this cannot come without a story about struggles, about challenges that people go through. What about you? What are some of the challenges that led you to have the epiphany, and even an epiphany yesterday, about the energy paradigm and who you are?
Oh, wow. How much time do we have?
Hey, we have the hour.
We could spend the whole day looking into this. But thank you for that question. I mean, that question is perfect. I think I need to start with how I grew up, because I grew up without any identity. I did not know who I was. And
wow,
the question that I asked myself throughout, and I mean, of course, as for the first 10 years, you don't ask these deep questions, but from age 12, 13, 14 on, I asked those questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Who is this little speck on earth? And what am I supposed to do? Right? And what I was missing, and I mean, I looking back, I can analyze what was happening, right? I didn't have any bedrock to stand on. Wow. I didn't know what I stand for. I didn't know what was my calling. Why am I here? What are my values? What do I really believe? And what can I stand for and fight for even, right? And then the next question is, what can I do? Because throughout my life, and that's where the struggle started, throughout my life, people showed up and told me what I cannot do and who I cannot be. And every time that happens, and I had many of these occasions. So for example, I wanted to become a professional pianist. In the heyday of my quote unquote career, I played the piano 8 hours per day next to my schoolwork. I played entire weekends because I was dedicated to it. And I felt something, it's this vibration. You communicate with music, and you said it so beautifully. When you go to the opera house, you feel it. You don't even need to know the words. And for playing the piano or playing any type of music, it's the same thing. It moves you, something inside. And it's a form of communication. So after all this work that I put into it at age 20, my piano teacher told me, you know what, why don't you apply to go to called Moscow Conservatory? And that is like Juilliard School in New York, right? At Moscow Conservatory in Moscow, I mean, that's the big school for pianists and actually for musicians worldwide.
Yeah.
And to my big surprise, because I thought, you know, I'm nobody. And that was a reflect of a lack of identity that I had. To my surprise, I was admitted. They took me for a master class. And I went there. And I had a personal teacher, Lazar Berman, who is one of the great, great piano teachers and pianists who tours the world or used to tour the world. And when it was my time during one of those master classes, you sit in the auditorium of a big concert hall, the first two rows, 40 students, and this bear of a man, Russian, stands on stage and points down and says, "You there, come up and play something for us." So I was so nervous. I went up there, I played, and long story short, he told me, "Victor, I like your interpretation, but your technique is miserable. You need to start all over," in his wonderful Russian accent. And then he told me, "You need to sit down, lock yourself up in a room for 5 years, 10 hours a day, and train technique, and you might become a good pianist." And for me, a world broke apart, because I wanted to be this pianist.
Wow.
And he just told me I can throw away the 15 years that I had been playing.
Wow.
So that is just one of the instances that I lived and that I experienced.
Wow. But you know, there's a reason for me saying this, right? And asking it. And let's dig into it, right? One of the things is that when we are sort of part of an upbringing or a development or whatever you want to call it, the beautiful way you described it today. But when we're part of that journey, I really believe now, after thousands of interviews, that there is a thread underneath everyone, not just the people I've been able to talk to, but people in general. There's something in there. And, you know, I too thought I was going to be like some super duper musician, right? I played the viola, and it was something for me as a kid from the Bronx that was so foreign, Dr. Vic, for me. You know, I'm from the streets, and to have the opportunity to learn an instrument like the viola, right? And I remember the situation so clearly, and I loved it. And my parents, my dad especially, would listen to me play. Now, you know, and I know, there's an energy of doing something that you love like that, right? Like your energy. Can you remember what that energy felt like?
Oh, it was everything to me.
Yep.
It was beautiful. And I was in a state of complete flow.
Yeah.
I forgot about time. I forgot about where I was. I did not need to eat. I did not need to drink. I could sit for 8 hours and play straight the piano and repeat for those 8 hours this one horrible line how do you call it in English?
I'm telling you, I know exactly what you mean.
Measures, yeah? And yeah. Those five measures, and my fingers were in a knot, and my arms were hurting, and I powered through until I would get this freaking thing to work. And I felt accomplished. And then I would go into a concert hall and play it beautifully. And you know what? I didn't even care if I was making mistakes, because that's not it. It is the vibe. It is the feeling. And if you can touch a couple of people in this audience, you feel it when you sit up there on the stage. And that's fulfilling.
And you know, that is what happened to me the first time I got behind a mic. Now, I must say that sometimes when each of us is in the flow, like you, like me, right?
Yeah.
Just because we are having that experience, and this is what the energy paradigm is all about, mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that this person that I'm explaining it to, who only can hear in their own mind, is how much money did you spend on that 1 hour of radio on the internet back in 2003? That's all. They cannot hear anything else. That's it. That's all they hear. And so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the energy paradigm. What is energy? What does it mean to have a unique energy paradigm? And then what does it mean at the collective? Because here's the thing that I know today that is so important, Dr. Vic. The one thing we can control, and people don't know this, but you're going to tell them, we can control that flow. And we can choose. I'm going to take the friction of people saying to me, you're wasting your time. Why did you go to school? Blah, blah, blah. How did you do it? What do you mean? You spent $100,000 on a doctorate education and you're not a big time consultant and you're doing what? When we come back, Dr. Vic is going to take us through why this is the most important message right now, COVID-19 or not. What he's about to share is pure freedom. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking about the energy paradigm from friction to flow. Dr. Vic is joining us here today. So two things I want to mention. Go over to theenergyparadigm.com and you're going to see, literally, you're going to follow us between a shift and the expansive nature of what's happening, not just to the energy paradigm, but we're going to see it in action. And in May, when Dr. Vic comes back to do his show, you will see a completely shift. And we're going to talk about what that shift is, because there is a way to talk about our life experiences of how we get from here to there, how we might need to go from friction to flow. And where does friction come from? Does it always come from something being wrong? No. It could come from things changing and us not changing with them. Dr. Vic, thank you for today. Look, energy paradigm, let's talk about it, but I'm really interested in the why around it. Now, clearly for me today, we could have never predicted what we are living in today, but the energy paradigm might help us, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, the big why.
Yeah.
The big why goes back to the three questions: who am I, what can I do, how do I do it? And the insight that there is something more than the physical world that's happening to us. We cannot see it, we cannot touch it, but we feel it every single day. When you get out of bed in the morning, you feel whether you are motivated to get out of bed because you're looking forward to your day, or you say, oh my God, can I stay in bed today? And you like to roll over, switch off the alarm clock and sleep some more. That is energy at work in you. And the same happens when you drive to work or when you walk into the place of work. You can feel the energy. Do you feel happy walking in there? Does it feel uplifting? Are you excited? Or do you get stomach cramps? Do you get tense shoulders? Do you get headaches when you are at work? Workplaces also carry energy, and all this is energy. That's a vibration. It's something that is happening in us and it is happening to us. So we have it in our surroundings and you have it inside of us. Now, we talk about energy when we talk about other people, right? I like the energy of this person. Oh, I don't like this energy. This person rubs me the wrong way. Can you feel? That's already resistance there. That's a friction. And that friction can happen between people, it can happen in teams, it can happen in organizations, it can happen inside you. If you're asked to do something that is against your grain, friction is being generated inside yourself. And the question is, what do you do with this friction, right? Are you powering through it? Are you allowing this friction to slow you down? Or do you find a way how to deal with it and maybe transform it into energy that you can actually use? So that is, in a nutshell, the energy paradigm. It is the unseen side of life. And when you look at it, this unseen side that is working in each one of us and also in our surroundings, it's actually that is creating our physical world, because everything we do starts with a hunch. It starts with an idea. It starts with a feeling. So why not look at this side of our lives, this unseen, intangible side, and try to understand it? How does it create what I am seeing? You know, we all talk about manifesting our lives. We all talk about energy is all there is. But what I've not seen yet is, how does it work? What are the mechanics of it? So that was this curiosity of understanding people. I think that is what it is. You mentioned that I'm a techie. I used to study electrical engineering and computer science. And actually the first day I went to what is the MIT of Switzerland, in the very first lecture, my mathematics professor told me, we had like a preliminary test we all had to take, and he was walking through the benches from person to person to see where do you slot in. And he looked at me, he looked at my sheet, you know, where I was doing the calculations. He looked at me and said, you're not going to do it here. You're not going to make it. So that energy is like a block, right? And yeah, it primed me to fail at that school.
Yeah.
It is very, very powerful. The power of the word, the power of the intention, the power of the vibration primes us to do stuff and to not do stuff. And that's why I got so interested in it.
But it's really brilliant. The energy paradigm is really brilliant. And the way that you're getting ready to talk about it and the whole redesign of the website, you know, one of the things you'll get to know, and you'll get to meet our other hosts too on the network, what you'll find is we have such an amazing group of people, but we are all committed to one thing. And that's to take our gifts, our knowledge, and our energy, right, to create a better world. And, you know, a couple of months ago, we launched another show, just like with yours, for one of our other folks. And when you hear, exactly like your story and my story, the childhood, the life, and with this one person, I just thought, like with you and like with me, we think it cannot get any worse for this person. And then
it did.
Unlike anything you've seen before. Think about this. This is this thing that the energy paradigm explains. But the key is what you have to say to people to help them. And then just when you can't think it gets any worse, maybe the job gets lost. I mean, like you name it, a tornado comes through their neighborhood. And then you talk to these folks, tornadoes, job losses, but their energy and what they're committed to and how they bring the life forward and how we are going to do the same with what we're about to launch. This is what's not happening now when you turn on the news. And Dr. Vic, look, I'm a realist. You're a realist, right? I'm a researcher. You're an engineer. We understand the facts, correct?
Yes.
You and I, we have published papers. We have been under scrutiny of what do you call those boards? Those review boards, mm-hmm. right? And we know that we have to represent empirical stuff. But that is not what the average everyday person in the world today wants to hear. Do they want to hear about the rise in this and the rise in that? Maybe to stay informed, you need to know. But you know what they want to hear? Our folks want to hear from all of us and you. How can I live a better day with my family today? What can we do? Benny and I did a show a week ago talking about all the cool things you could do. But you see, you're going to help us with something today. Just because we know the list, just because I got my Fit Gym right over here next to me, you can't see it. I don't know that I'll show this to people today, just because it's there, just because my little stepper is over there, just because my big sliding window is over there that I could open up and walk out, that's not going to get me to do it, is it? Because why? Friction wants to rule the game. When we come back, friction is real, but so is flow. Dr. Vic has studied this. He has worked with the people that understand it. He has created a platform, the Energy Paradigm. And when we come back, you are going to hear about how our personalities contain all of it. But he's going to help us go, because he knows. He just canceled a trip to Switzerland. So he knows that he gets to choose. I'm either going to show up today as the big F, friction. Actually, that's the little F, or the big F, flow. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you concerned about the coronavirus? The Ecosystem Approach Show is doing 4 shows on the coronavirus with energy techniques that we do with you during the show to help activate your immune system. As intuitives, we see the energies that enable this virus and how it spread. Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on Transformation Talk Radio.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least 3 things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh boy, hey everybody, welcome back. Look, this is the energy paradigm today. First of all, I want to give a shout out to all of our Facebook people that are watching. I watch Facebook through a remote computer because every time, hi Terry. Every time, Terry, you should give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. every time I do this, I make probably Olivia and Zach and Jessica a little bit crazy, because I try to access Facebook so I could see what I'm doing. So one of the things I promised all of you, I don't know why my Facebook picture is like all hazy and stuff, but I've got like two super cameras and I tried something new today, and I probably need to get Jessica helping me with that. It's not that bad, but here's what I want to say. It doesn't matter. See, I could be like crazy about this, but what would the energy of that be? What would the energy of this be? And so here we are today. Dr. Vic, theenergyparadigm.com, has created something, and you're going to hear so much about this. You're going to hear about what he's developed to help people. So here's what I want to say to everybody. Forget your personality test.
Yeah.
I say that kindly to all the people that developed them. They never helped me. I am an INFP. Everything about that test says I should not be doing this with Dr. Vic. Everything about it says, oh, you're like an I. And Olivia, I'm not going to talk about Olivia. I don't want to like out her personality type, but that's not what greatness comes from. So today, Dr. Vic, why the energy paradigm, but more importantly, for you to help us with, is understanding the field and what we mean. And you can jump in and say, you're not right about that. But my personality type would not be able to predict what I'm doing today. And so we have to tap in to a power greater than that. What is it?
Let me give you a story.
I like stories.
Fast forward a couple of years. I wanted to become a professor at a university in Switzerland. And I finished my PhD. I was in a postdoc program. And long story short, I was told that I will not make it.
I almost got thrown out my first year.
And life then, this was never my choice. Life makes decisions for you if you let it. And that's a way of flowing. It's not controlling it. It's allowing life to do something with you. And I was put through the ringer, I'm telling you. And there was a lesson there. And the lesson was for me to learn to not listen to other people, but to figure out who am I and what can I do and how can I do it. And that's what the energy paradigm stands for. Fast forward several years, I was a human capital consultant and talent acquisition and management consultant, conducting every day 2, 3, 4, 5 candidate interviews for jobs. So companies would hire me, and I was working for a international talent group at this time. So they would call and say, hey, we have 3 leadership candidates. Can you vet them for us? So I would fly there. Each candidate 3, 4, 5 hours, depending on how senior the role was. And first, they had to take a personality test. On top of that, they also had to do a logical reasoning test, mathematical testing, word pair testing, all types of tests. And that would result in me and my colleagues walking into those interview rooms with a huge stack of paper. Now, what you need to know is when you do personality testing, there is one theory that sits at the bottom of personality testing, and that is the assumption that personality never changes, that it is a constant. And I've seen that to be completely wrong, because I'm definitely not the same person that I was when I was 15, and I'm not the same person when I was 24 and 28 and 32, etc. People evolve, and I think we need to give them the benefit of the doubt that you can learn and grow throughout your lifetime. You're not stuck in being one person for the rest of your life. And when I look at people, I don't see one personality. I see hundreds of personalities in them. And I am an INFJ. For me, it's a big, big deal to be online and talking, but I've learned it. And I can do it. Why can I do it? Because I really believe in this stuff. And that is what helps me overcome my fear of being exposed. And, you know, I feel like I'm a fraud. Huh? That is the feeling that I carry around with me. And I have to overcome that because it's a big, big hurdle for me to go out and be seen.
Yeah.
But people want to be seen. And what I noticed is when I walk into these interview rooms that people are extremely scared. They were sitting there and they're fearing my judgment, that I would berate them, that I would put them down, that I would not see them right, that I would misrepresent them, that they would not get the job, they would not be able to pay their bills and to take care of their families. That's a big package and that's a huge responsibility for me.
Yeah.
And it tinges the whole energetics that are at play when you talk to somebody, because there is words only go that far. When you talk to somebody, there's a whole big energy stream and exchange going back and forth between people, right? Yeah. And if that is interrupted by fear and by doubt and by uncertainty and by mistrust, you cannot have a good conversation. So what I did, and that is the birthing hour, the birthing minute of the energy paradigm, I took this big stack of paper with all the tests and I chucked it out.
Yes.
I walked in empty-handed and I told myself, Victor, your ego has no place in this room because it's all about the person you're going to talk to. My role is to be of service, to set them up for success, to see behind the facade, and don't tell me we don't have one. We all have a facade. We put on our suit of armor and our battle axe and our shield every day when we go to work, right?
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, I am a media coach. You don't know this, but I am. And I work to teach our folks how to shift through six different personas. That doesn't mean I'm changing who they are, right? But we all have that part of us that can be like a chameleon, right? But then the question is, which you're going to answer right now, who are we really?
Now, where does that get me?
Yeah.
It is to see the person. It is to see what's behind the facade. It's to see the good intention. And you know what I found out in talking to thousands of people? At least, I mean, over 1,500 I've interviewed at least. I've stopped counting, so I don't really know how many. Not as many as you, Dr. Thad, but maybe one day I'll get there.
I think we might be very close, right? You know, because no, I never, look, I think I'm a little bit like you, but I don't pay attention to statistics or I don't do that. So my marketing people who are building the anniversary campaign for us, right? They're asking me like all these questions. Like, Pat, how many hours of radio have you done? Pat, how many podcasts have you done? Pat, how many people you've interviewed? I got to tell you, my head feels like it's going to explode. Because to me, I know it's important, but that's friction to me. Yeah. I just want to show up.
There you go. And that is what I want to see in people. You know, we talk about push buttons in people. So you push the button until they explode. What we never talk about is that we have good buttons. It's the spark. If we find the good button in somebody and we click that one, the person lights up. And you know what? If you can do this, the individual cannot wait to get out of bed in the morning and to do their work. Why? Because they are fulfilled by it. They are lit up by it. They don't feel, how much time have I spent on the job? They might forget to eat. And that is the flow state. You don't get tired. Why? Because you get energy out of it. You're not expending energy. You're getting energy. And when I look at people in the energy paradigm, the most important question I ask is, are you ready to choose life over death? Because that is what every decision of our life in the end boils down to. Does it expand my energy or does it diminish it?
Right.
If we diminish our energy all the time, we're choosing death, because at a certain time, there's no more energy left. And we are depressed and we are sitting around. We don't know what to do. We are completely directionless. We don't have identity. Our mind goes berserk and we have no action plans whatsoever. We are just left to whatever devices.
Yeah. You know, I got to, can I jump in here? Because I mean, look, I get to work with you at least once or twice a week. You know, I'm working with you in creating an energy field around the energy paradigm, the website. But I want to talk about this for a minute because you're talking about it. But see, I think this is what we can do when we launch our COVID channel. When we work together, just like doing the show, we've got Benny, we've got Olivia. When we do this as a collective energy, there's nothing we cannot do, nothing. And so what you're talking about and what the energy paradigm is, one, we have to be able to get understand it for ourselves. And I want you to talk about what it means to know your energy and to know this is the energy I want over here, but I'm over here now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to get from here to here. That's the work you do. Look, when I tell people, and I say this, when I'm on air, time stops. When I'm working with clients, time stops.
Yeah.
And they ask me, is there anything other, this is what I get, is there anything other than work that happens? And I said, oh my God, ping pong. When I play table tennis, ping pong, OMG. Mm-hmm. I can play, Dr. Vic, and this is, let's talk about this. I can play from 8:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Of course, I can't play now, but I can play from that period of time on a Saturday with hardly even stopping. And so I want to talk to you about this and what it means to know your energy, because people are saying to me, are you going to create this channel to bring people to the forefront that are on your network to help us to have that same energy of those things that we would be doing out there that we now cannot do? This is what I want to talk to you about, because when we talk about the energy paradigm, the answer is yes, we can, right?
Absolutely.
But don't we have to know our energy to begin with? I mean, if our energy is over here right now, and we're not like figuring out that, man, I am not in a good energy right now, or I'm mm-hmm. not in the energy I want to be, we're not going to know how to get from here to there. How do you help us? Help Absolutely. Us with this.
So
I know it's a big question.
It's a big question. Again, how much time do we have? So I'll try to compress it.
Yeah.
Every person has energy, and we have different energetic components that drive us, that do things with us, that help us have a certain mindset, that help us do certain actions. And the energy, you know, when you look into the media, or I was just at the supermarket yesterday, and I saw this magazine there, how to have always more energy. And I looked at this thing and said, this is the wrong question. Because the question is, how do you use it? What are you doing with it? And what energy? Because energy is not energy. Everybody has a different thing. And you know the saying, different strokes for different folks. And what floats your boat might not float my boat. And for example, I can give you a little bit of my energy profile. So I'm a person who goes in waves. I'm not a linear person at all. So put me at a desk to do one job day in, day out, and I will be the most bored and most disengaged employee you will ever have. Now, and then you will probably fire me, or I will quit because I'm frustrated. I go in waves, and there are waves where I am in a state of, I don't want to do anything because right now I am creating something new. And that is the state where you create new ideas. And in order to create new ideas, you need to become still. You don't get a great idea when you're running a marathon, yeah, or when you have to drive a car or something like that. My ideas come when I'm in the shower or when I'm meditating, when I'm sitting still. That's how I invite energy to come in and create a new spark in me. And then, but if you are stuck in this energy, you will never do anything in your life but creating ideas. And that is all those people who have wonderful ideas, but they never do anything with it. They keep talking about them and bouncing right. other people, but then there's no action. So what needs to come afterwards is I need to transition into more like a planning mode. I need to transition into something, okay, I think this is a good idea. What if? And then I have this decision tree. So what if I do this? What if I do that? What if I do that? And then I take one of those and said, okay, maybe I should try this one. And then I need to energize this. There needs to be a little jolt or a spark an excitedness to say, okay, let's try this. But then I need to act on it. So then I need to get busy. Then I need to get running, right? Then I need to drive the car. Then I need to sit down at the desk and implement it. And once I've implemented it, I can look into, so how did it work out? And do I need to do some more thinking? Do I need to do some more tweaking? So that is how energy works for me. Now, we all have preferences. My preference is to be in this creative state. I could stay there for years at a time. Yeah, but then I don't get the rubber on the road. So my second preference and is to do the running thing. And my third is to improve. I'm not very good at finishing stuff, yeah? And I'm also not very good at sparking myself, yeah? Because I don't have those energies. So in order to get there, what's my big learning? I need to find a way how I can spark myself. And that is, I need to have a damn good reason why I want to do this. And that's going back to my identity. What am I standing for? Can I find a why that will carry me through life? No matter what, even if a tornado comes through and takes my house away, do I still have that why? Because that is what might fill in the missing link in my energy. For a team, that means that you might have different people with different profiles that complement each other. So you have all of these energies represented that can work together and teach them how to work together, because we have this tendency, two things I've learned. One is we always think that we are right, and we always think that our way of thinking is normal. And I've learned that both of them are wrong. Your normal just isn't. My normal just isn't, because we're all different. We have 7 billion different people on Earth, or probably 8, sorry, soon. And each of them has different energetic profiles. They think differently. They construct their world differently, which means that what I'm constructing as my world is probably pretty unique. So I need to learn how to communicate with other people, because otherwise I'm creating friction. And I'm a control freak by nature.
Yeah.
My wife will tell you.
You know what? Here's a story for you, a short one. This is an example of what you're just referenced. All of us that are in business, right? We are trying to figure out what we can do, not only to help ourselves in our own business, but how we can help other entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And so I'm working with my bank and I'm working with my accountant. And I got to tell you who my accountant is. He's been my accountant. I'm his worst client. I'm just saying. He is Bill Loughran, Loughran and Associates out of Edmonds, Washington. Now, here's what I got to do to give this shout out. So I'm emailing Bill and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Bill, can you hurry up and make that adjustment to what tax year? 2018. So here I am in the middle of this, as if my accountant is not affected by this. So Bill replies back to me, hey, I'm going to do the best I can. We're down to 2 people, right? 1, he answered me. 2, I send him another request. And I say, my bank, and I'm going to tell you, people, I am going to do a whole show on banks and how to get relief. So my bank, I've given them a bunch of information. So here's the good news about my bank. They reject my first application. Why? Because they have me in the system as some kind of like gambling company or something. I don't even know. That's the good news. And I could have had a bad, but let me tell you about Bill, because he is exactly what you just said. So I said to him, Bill, people are struggling. I'm going to do an online Zoom, and we are as a Zoom together. We're going to fill out the application so I can help people understand how to do this. So what is my Bill Loughran, Loughran Associates, What do they do? Instead of coming back to me and saying, I'm only down to two people, we're trying. His person this morning sends an email out, and I'm going to try to figure out how to take it and post it as a PDF. Because this energy of what a very busy tax accountant down to two people, Loughran and Associates, what he did was sent a gigantic email, not just answering all of my questions on what should your people apply for, how can people apply for unemployment? Don't forget your 1099s are also sole proprietors. You see, this is a perfect example of what you're talking about. A company that is down to two people in the busiest time of the year took time to take action and send me that email. Isn't that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. And you know, you need to know what you're made out of, your composition, so to say. What am I vibrating at, if you want to use some woo-woo language, right? And I'm all for woo-woo because the energy, that is woo-woo stuff.
Yeah.
But it is something that you can feel. It is real.
I cried. I cried when I got that email, Dr. Vic. I cried. I literally had my makeup on ready for the show. And I got that email and I just cried.
And if you don't know what your composition is and how you come across, and you are leaving a whole wake of collateral damage behind you.
Yeah.
And that is unfortunately what I'm seeing in organizations. So many businesses, it's a bunch of collateral damage. It is people who are shouting, use me.
Yeah.
Let me bring in my talent. Why don't you see what I can do, instead of telling me all the stuff that I cannot do?
Let me end with this, and then I'm going to ask you for your personal message. I heard a story the other day. One of my sister friend companies had to lay off the entire staff. Now, the staff can apply for unemployment. Do you know what they did?
What did they do?
They said, we're not going to stop. I can't even say this. I think I'm going to cry.
They will go on working.
They came back to my friend and they said, yes, we will apply for unemployment. But not only are we going to keep working for you, we're going to work extra time so you survive. That is the energy of what we can create, Dr. Vic. Thank you for today. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Right now, we are witnessing a huge shift in how things could be done. And I think we need to harness this energy, the solidarity, the humanity, the willingness of people to put themselves out there. And I think it is time that we realize that everyone has talent and potential and something good to give, and that no life is wasted. And if we can find this button in each person and push it and light up planet Earth, all the problems go away. And that is maybe naive, but that's what I believe in firmly.
Dr. Vic, thank you for today. TheEnergyParadigm.com, please watch. It will go through in a complete energy paradigm boost. Dr. Vic, thank you so much for all that you do.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Dr. Pat. Much, much, much appreciated.
And Dr. Vic will start his series with his show, The Energy Paradigm, in May. We're also going to debut some of the work that he's doing to help others. We're going to also review some of the new models he has created to help individuals, groups, and organizations. And thank you so much for this message of inspiration and flow.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. Please go to Transformation Talk Radio to see about our launch of our new channel for people like Dr. Vic. We'll see you next time.